Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I see a lot of people going on about how unhealthy junk food can be. Initially, I never used to take them seriously until I experienced just how disgusting the junk food industry can be. The year was 1993, and I'd just started my evening shift at the popular chain restaurant, Jack in the Box. I'd been working there after school for almost a year now, as I spent most of my nights flipping burgers. It was a pretty easy job with a predictable routine.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I liked the rush, the busy humming of the customers, and the greasy smell of French fries that filled the air. My mom and my little brother Jamie had come in to grab dinner. Jamie was 8 years old and full of energy. He was also obsessed with his toys, as he was always holding on to his action figures like his life depended on them. After they sat down, my brother placed his favorite order, a cheeseburger kids' meal with extra pickles. I handed it to him with a smile, eager to play the hero who brought him his favorite meal. He smiled at me as he took a bite, with ketchup smearing his face. It had been a while since I had a burger from the Jack in the Box restaurant, as after working there for some time, their food had pretty much lost all appeal to me. But I was glad my brother still enjoyed the meals. Although looking back on things now, I wish I had stopped him. By the next day, when I was getting ready for school, my mom barged into my room. Panicking and trying to catch her breath, she said,
"Jamie isn't doing well. I think it might be the flu."
I initially thought she was overreacting to a simple case of the flu. But after seeing the condition my brother was in, I realized it was something really serious. I became skeptical as I wasn't sure it was just the flu, so I asked how he was feeling, but he didn't respond. He wasn't himself. He was quiet, pale, and running a fever. At first, we thought it was just a very serious case of the flu, but then he started puking at regular intervals. After that came the intense diarrhea. I knew this sickness was something much worse than the flu because it was really violent and refused to leave his system, despite all the usual remedies we gave him. Jamie was in serious pain. He groaned while clutching his stomach, and I sat beside him holding his hand. I went to work after spending the entire morning with Jamie because my mom said that she could take care of him herself, and we needed the money at the time. When I got to work, I started hearing complaints about customers getting sick, with some ending up in the hospital. I didn't need anyone to tell me, as I already knew something was wrong with the restaurant's recent batch of burgers. By the end of my shift, the food safety inspection department had already shown up. They questioned the staff while inspecting the kitchen and taking samples of the patties. Panic began to set in amongst my coworkers as we were wondering if we were responsible for this and how many people had gotten sick. I couldn't sleep that night as my mind kept racing back to Jamie. I had a feeling he'd gotten sick because of what he ordered at the restaurant the night before, and it killed me to know that I handed him the burger that was making him suffer. When the following morning arrived, I couldn't find anyone at home. I checked the porch and backyard, but still couldn't find them. I then called my mom and she told me what happened. She had rushed Jamie to the ER because his condition had gotten severe. I immediately drove down to the hospital, and the sorry state I saw my little brother in brought me to tears. Jamie was extremely pale, and he was finding it hard to breathe. After the doctors ran all the necessary tests, they told us it was E. coli 0157H7, a deadly variant of bacteria that attacks the kidneys and destroys the body from within. I held back tears as I couldn't believe this was all happening because of a cheeseburger. As I stood in my brother's hospital room, one of my coworkers called me and told me everything concerning the current situation with the Jack in the Box restaurant. The Food Safety and Inspection Service, FSIS, had apparently traced the E. coli outbreak to uncooked beef patties from the Jack in the Box. More than 700 people were sick, and some were already dead. After the call was over, my mother asked why I looked so worried, and I told her everything. I can never forget the look on her face as she collapsed, sobbing at the hospital. It wasn't long before the reporters had gotten news of this incident, and they circled several Jack in the Box restaurants, shoving cameras in people's faces to ask questions. Jamie grew worse with each passing day, and the doctor said he had developed a syndrome where the toxins from the E. coli bacteria destroyed red blood cells and shut down the kidneys. He was hooked up to IVs and monitors, surrounded by the hum of machines keeping him alive. His eyes that were once so full of life had become dull, and his body was so thin I could see his bones. It reached a point where it hurt me so much to look at him. I'm guessing it was the guilt that didn't allow me to look into his eyes because I felt like I should have known about the outbreak earlier, as I was working there, and I should have stopped him from eating that cursed cheeseburger. Even though I felt an unimaginable amount of guilt, I still stayed by his side every day, holding his hands in mine. There was no color left on his skin at this point, and his eyes were bloodshot red. He really didn't look like my active 8-year-old brother Jamie anymore, as his body now looked like the frail shell of a dying child taking his last breaths. I can still remember one afternoon when he looked at me and asked, "Why is this happening to me, Tom?" With the tears in my eyes, I told him that it was all going to be okay and he was going to get better. But I knew deep down that what I said wasn't true. The machines and the copious amounts of medicines were the only things keeping him alive, as my little brother Jamie now looked and smelled like a living corpse. The bacteria had eaten him whole, and I remember falling to my knees after I left his hospital room, as I cried uncontrollably. Several lawsuits started rolling in during the following days. Families were furious as they demanded answers and justice. The blame was continuously shifted between the Jack in the Box restaurant and its suppliers, as several investigators wondered if it was the cooks or the company's greed that pushed the restaurant to cut corners. After an endless barrage of legal battles, the Jack in the Box restaurant was ordered to compensate the families of those affected, in addition to paying for the hospital bills of those who had fallen sick. I quit my job at the restaurant that same week, as even though my mother and I needed the money, I couldn't escape the guilt as I kept thinking about the number of deaths I'd caused just from serving people those cheeseburgers. I was constantly haunted by the faces of people I'd served that week, particularly the kids who were now in the hospital, like my little brother. I really hoped things would get better. I prayed my brother would survive this and we could go back to being a happy family. But unfortunately, that didn't happen, as things turned out much worse. My brother Jamie passed away after the doctors had done everything they could. My mother and I held his hands as he took his final breath. I tried to comfort my now inconsolable mother with tears running down my face. But I knew our lives would never be the same again. About 20 years have passed since that tragic day, but I still see my brother's face whenever I close my eyes. I decided to dedicate my life to food safety in his memory. I ended up taking courses in public health and food safety programs at the local community college. I hoped I could get a job with the FSIS when my studies were over so that I could ensure such a horrible event never occurred again and no one would go through the same horrors my mother and I went through because of something as trivial as a cheeseburger.
Hey, my name is Andrew. You may not know me, but I'm a recognized chef in my country. I don't want to brag, but I'm really very good. I've been a judge on many reality shows. People know me quite well, not by the name Andrew, but by my stage name, which, for obvious reasons, I would not like you to know. But I'll just tell you this story so you can learn from my mistakes. You see, I was one of the best chefs in the world. As a teenager, I didn't even like to cook. I loved people cooking for me, but I didn't know how to cook at all. That is until one Tuesday night. That night, I decided that I was never again going to go to a restaurant or eat something given to me by someone I didn't know. No, after what I experienced that night, I decided I would be the one to prepare my own food. I told them the story from the beginning. The day had already started out weird. I was in a hurry to meet my girlfriend and go get something to eat together, until a car ran a red light and almost ran me over. I got out of the crash intact, but I fell off my bike, and let me tell you, it was a miracle I didn't hit my head. Before what had happened, the driver got out worried and came running towards me. He appeared to be a middle-aged man, polite, relaxed, and friendly, although I could see on his face that he really felt guilty for having caused an accident. The man checked that I was okay and asked me if I needed anything. He also told me that I was free to write down his license plate and sue him, as it was the right thing to do for what had happened. Laughing, I stood up and told him that it wouldn't be necessary. What had happened was an accident. It could happen to anyone. Grateful, but somewhat confused, the man smiled at me and left, telling me that he was late for work, but that he would be eternally grateful for my generosity. Soon after, I met up with my girlfriend and we started looking for a place to eat. We looked everywhere, but there was nothing new. Everywhere we went, we could find burgers and fries or pizza. We wanted something different. Halfway there, as if sensing our dissatisfaction, a man stopped us and invited us to eat at a fancy restaurant called The Feast. To be honest, I didn't know it, but as it was a hidden and quite exclusive place, we agreed to enter the mysterious black door that the man indicated and went in. As we entered, I immediately noticed the peculiar atmosphere of the place. The dim lights and soft music created a peaceful atmosphere, but something in the air was not quite right. I couldn't put my finger on exactly what it was, but an uneasy feeling settled in my stomach. My girlfriend, on the other hand, seemed very calm. She was casually talking to me and telling me that she liked the place. I admit, they gave me some peace of mind, and we were able to get on with the evening. We were seated at a table by the window, and a friendly waiter handed me the menu. There was a wide variety of exquisite dishes, but I decided to go for what I knew I couldn't go wrong. When in doubt, I opted for steak. A safe choice, I thought. As I waited for my food, I looked around. The restaurant was full of people, but everyone seemed to be immersed in their own worlds. There was no laughter or lively conversation, just murmurs and muffled words. I also noticed that there were no people our age. They all looked to be in their 50s and 60s. I decided to just ignore what was going on and started eating. The first bite of steak confirmed my expectations. It was delicious, tender, and perfectly cooked. However, as I progressed through my meal, I began to notice something strange. The flavor was becoming more and more intense, almost overwhelming. I tried to remember the last time I enjoyed a meal so much, but something didn't add up. It was then that I noticed that the people around me were looking at me. Their stares were fixed as if they knew something I didn't. I felt uncomfortable, even dirty, but I decided to ignore the stares and finish my dinner. However, the more I ate, the harder I found it to swallow. The taste, once delicious, was becoming bitter and unpleasant. My girlfriend, on the other hand, didn't seem to notice the stares of the people, but she did notice the taste of the food. She was disgusted and enraged, like a person who had just been ripped off. She wanted to make a fuss, go after the chef and not pay for the food. I told her it was not a good idea, that the environment seemed dangerous, and to at least let me finish my meal. I still don't understand why I asked her to do that, but today I can deduce that if I hadn't, my life would be different. Minutes passed, and finally, I decided to stop eating. I looked around and noticed that the atmosphere in the restaurant had changed. The music had stopped, and the murmur of conversation had died down completely. People were still looking at me, but now their faces expressed more than curiosity. They were desperation, anxiety, nerves. Something was wrong with these people, and neither my girlfriend nor I could belong a second longer. Before we left, I got up to go to the bathroom. I needed a moment to recover. As I walked in, I noticed that the room was cold. Too cold to be normal. I looked in the mirror and saw my reflection pale and sweaty.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
My eyes showed a mixture of fear and confusion. I was ready to go back to the kitchen and tell my girlfriend that we were leaving. But before I did, to my surprise, someone grabbed my arm. A man. One of the customers was next to me, grabbing me. At what moment did he appear? Was he in a cubicle in the bathroom and I was so absorbed in my thoughts that I didn't see him? I asked the man to let go immediately, but he didn't. I would even say he squeezed harder. His eyes were lost in mine. The man was drooling and had a terrifying face, full of perversion and evil.
But boy, where are you going in such a hurry? The night has just begun.
Disgusted by his words, I tried to hit him, but it was useless. With a sharp blow to the stomach, I fell to the ground, surrendered, and without the possibility to continue fighting. Realizing that I could not defend myself, the man got on all fours and approached me as if I were a dog, sniffing my face, obviously. My only possible reaction to something so bizarre was to cry. I didn't understand what was happening or why it was happening to me. In my moment of confusion, the man threw me to the ground and on top of me, began to choke me with his two hands. His gaze was more obsessive and disturbing than ever. It was as if he was in a trance, lost in what he was doing to me. Little by little, I began to lose the fight. I started to run out of air and was resisting less and less until something else happened. From the restaurant, I heard my girlfriend's desperate cry for help. Filled with new energy, I managed to land a knee to the man's private parts and knock him out. In a hurry, I ran to the bathroom door, and when I opened it, looking for my girlfriend, I was shocked at the sight. Everyone in the restaurant went from looking at her to looking at me. They were all standing around, looking obsessive and sickly like the man in the bathroom. They all began to ignore my girlfriend and slowly approached where I was, ready to do who knows what to me. Cornered, I fell against the wall in fear until a man dressed as a chef stepped in the middle. This was the man from before. He almost ran me over with his car.
"Please, let this one go. I'll make sure you have a replacement for the situation."
His voice had changed. He sounded more professional, reserved, and cold. After saying this, people returned to their seats, and he looked at me and my girlfriend, who joined us, still terrified.
"I hope you will excuse them. These are people from very wealthy circles. They are very intelligent, but once a year, they go with their instincts, and we throw them a special party here."
"What do you mean?" Escorting me out, the man continued speaking.
"I'm sorry, you have fallen into a little trap of my people. In this place, we do not have the same diet as you. It is a special place for special and distinguished people. I recommend that you do not come here again tonight, as they were waiting for dessert to arrive."
"Dessert? What are you talking about? I don't understand."
"Honey, I think he means you."
That means that the meat we ate?" At that moment, I understood everything. During that night, I had eaten human flesh. That man who had stopped me in the bathroom, that man wanted to eat me alive. At this realization, I grabbed my girlfriend by the arm and ran away as fast as I could. As I did so, I could see how the waiter simply looked at me with a smile and returned to the restaurant, satisfied. Once we arrived at my house, we considered calling the police, but what was that going to make any sense? It was the statement of two 18-year-olds accusing a place full of millionaires of conspiring to eat human flesh. Instead, we just spent the night puking in my house, considering how close we came to being dessert for some millionaire psychopaths who wanted to eat human flesh for fun. It's been several years since that day. My girlfriend and I are still together, but we don't talk about it anymore. We feel it's reliving a ghost we don't want to remember. Maybe it was the coward's way out. For sure, we would have helped many people so that this does not happen to them, but we were afraid to do it, and no one can blame us for that. Since that day, I don't trust anyone anymore. As I told you, I am the one who makes the food. I will never again be willing to eat food that I don't see how it is prepared on the spot. To have eaten human flesh, even once, is more than I will ever be willing to do in my entire life.
What was the most dangerous work accident you have ever experienced? I must admit, I am a bit clumsy. Several times I dropped oil or got electrocuted for a second for not drying my hands properly. All were normal things that could happen, all except one. That time it wasn't an accident, and it almost cost me my life. To be honest, this was not a one-day thing. I had to have seen the signs that I was in danger over time, but to tell you the truth, my innocence and impulsiveness worked against me. The first day it all happened, I was walking into my job at KFC. I was a relatively new employee, but there were a few newer employees than me. I nonchalantly got out of my car and headed towards the restaurant until I saw him. There was a man dressed as Colonel Sanders, sitting in one of the chairs outside, eating from a bucket of fried chicken. Upon seeing me, the man just stared at me, offering me a piece of chicken with a tetric smile. Somewhat uncomfortable, I ignored him and kept walking. I told my boss, and he, although surprised, said he was probably a joker. I decided to listen to him and continue working. The next day, the man was still there. Again, he was eating chicken, but this time, there was something different. This time, he was waiting for me, looking at me with his eyes. When he found me, he put down the bucket and stood up, walking towards me slowly. It may have just been a man disguised as Colonel Sanders, but the way he walked, the smile he had on his face as he did so, the whole combination was genuinely theatrical. Frightened, I ran inside the restaurant. As I reached the door, the man stopped, turned around, and went back to his chair to continue eating chicken. I ran to my boss's office in a panic and told him everything that happened. Unlike last time, this time he did react, and I watched as he called the police from a cell phone. I must admit that at first I thought that maybe this was a publicity stunt by my boss, but I noticed in his eyes the fear for me. He was as terrified as I was. I continued working normally and heard the police arrive. I couldn't watch as they took him away because I was cleaning the bathrooms, but the boss told me that the problem had been solved. And that made me feel much calmer. Knowing that the man was probably not happy, I continued working normally until it was time to leave. My boss asked me to stay until the last minute, and I had accepted. At least I could leave the restaurant with him and not alone. And I admit I was still a little scared. When it was time to leave, I should have noticed all the danger signs, but I didn't. First, my boss didn't go out with me. He had told me a few minutes earlier that he had to leave urgently. I walked to the exit as I was locking up alone, and as soon as I closed the door, he was there. The man dressed as Colonel Sanders was standing in front of me. The only difference was that this time, he didn't have fried chicken. He had a knife. I ran as fast as I could to my car, but before I could get in, he put his hand on the door and wouldn't let me open it. This time, I had him face to face, staring at me with those horrible white contact lenses and that insane grin. The man raised his knife, ready to cut me, when a shadow came out from behind him and pushed him. It was my boss. The two began to fight, and with one push, my boss escaped and got into my car with me. I accelerated the car as fast as I could, while Colonel Sanders just watched us. Out of danger, we both relaxed. I realized I didn't have my cell phone. I must have dropped it while running. I wanted to let my family know I was safe, so my boss lent me his cell phone. I was about to call, but something made me curious. How had this man escaped from the police? I went into my boss's call history, and I couldn't believe it. There was no 911 call. At that very moment, I began to question a lot of things. Why hadn't my boss called the police? Why did he leave me on that last shift? Why did he say he had to leave early if he was really there? Why didn't Sanders chase us after we struggled with him? At that moment, I realized that somehow my boss was involved in what was going on. I turned and looked at him. He was staring at me, terrified. He noticed that I noticed. In a split second, he pulled the gun out of his pocket, but before he could do anything, I braked the car and he flew out the window. After that, I accelerated the car as fast as I could, while from behind, he tried to shoot me without success. I never went back to that job, but I filed a report with the police as soon as I got home. That same day, they arrested both my boss with the exposed shooting at me on the street camera and the man disguised as Sanders. My boss never revealed his motives, but Sanders did. The man confessed to the police that he had been hired to give me the scare of my life, but he didn't hold back and tried to kill me. So my boss interceded. Apparently, he wanted that KFC place to be famous for having a scary man surrounding it, and he wanted to use me to tell the story. He didn't mind me dying, but it would have gotten the restaurant shut down. Today, I am at the trial with him for attempted murder. I didn't have to resign from KFC until a year later, as he was fired the moment I filed the complaint. During that last injury, I was calmer, but I must admit, I was very afraid. I would always ask someone to walk me to the car. Just in case.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
That scary man decided to come back.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.